Hello.
Yeah, can I help you?
Hello, how you doing today, sir?
Good.
Awesome. My name is Tony from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Great. Now, this survey is about climate change, about your opinion. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned? Somewhat. Not too concerned? Or not at all concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat? Disagree.
Strongly. Strongly.
Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Now, let me read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each one, please let me know whether you would support or oppose that proposal. The first one, improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly? Or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Would you support or oppose this?
Oppose strongly.
Expanding quality health care. Would you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Strongly. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you support or oppose this?
Oppose somewhat.
Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose this?
Oppose it. Somewhat.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose this?
Oppose it somewhat.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Would you support or oppose this?
Support it somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. We're almost done, okay? Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Just let me know, okay, if it is very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not all convincing. Now, here's the first one. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning us, the public, they engage in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. How convincing does it sound? Very, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all?
Not too convincing.
Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. How convincing does that sound?
Somewhat convincing.
The communities have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. How
come you're asking the same question again? You're asking the same questions again.
Yeah, I agree. And that one sounded somewhat convincing, correct?
Nope, I didn't say that.
Okay, how convincing does that sound?
Not convincing.
Okay. Not at all?
Somewhat not convincing.
Okay. And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will have no impact on your opinion?
It'll enhance.
Enhance?
Yes.
If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish,
okay. Now, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Would you support or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
If the 2024 election were being held today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Who is the candidate?
Biden, Trump, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent.
Robert Kennedy.
Okay. Now, into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older? 50 to 64?
50 to 65.
Okay. Now, which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican? Okay. And what is your race?
Asian.
Asian, okay. And thank you very much. We are complete with this survey. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.